after the Drivel Hour.
Great pumpkin creamed, Charlie Brown. If you were a nugget, I would still date you. You can be my Colonel Sanders.
I have a really dark mole on my arm. It might be cancerous.
Oh, good.
Here's to hoping.
That's a lumberjack. This guy's just jacked.
He's a lumberjim. There's no instance where this guy is straight.
Can I get your best peppermint mocha latte, please? Extra whipped cream.
Matt here, producer of the Drivel Hour. I honestly just felt like bullying Anthony, so that's why there are so many super sus clips of him in the intro. But honestly, that's not even half of the sus things he says throughout this episode. So keep listening and enjoy.
We're finishing up dinner. Don't mind us.
It's delicious.
Are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you started 2 minutes early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. We're behind. I guess we started like
a minute early.
You can't play that. That's the song, yeah.
Who's that?
We're just
Sexy Red, Young Nudie, and Lotto.
Oh, God.
The Puritans.
How do you guys feel about chewing with your mouth open, or other people, and also eating while talking?
Eating while talking is chill.
As long as they're, like, conservative about it, and not, like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. There's, like, a show called Downton Abbey.
Down Syndrome Abbey.
Like, yeah.
I thought it was called Downtown Abbey.
Just the girl from New Zealand time. That has Down syndrome. He's sick. I'd watch.
Wow, dude.
Caught me one of those.
Like, there's so many table rules, like, especially in that time or in that, like, upper class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the butler in that show, like, measures the space from the chairs to the table with a ruler. Mm. Get, like, all this. Do I have something in my...
Thou shalt not put thine elbows on thine table.
Yeah. Blah! Exactly.
You want some beans with your toast?
I never understood that. No elbows on the table. I don't get it.
How are you supposed to do anything without your elbows on the table? You need, like, support.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
I don't get it.
Infrastructure.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got this, what is this? Pumpkin and cream pie from McDonald's. I hate pumpkin, so we'll see how this goes.
But you like the second part?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey!
The great pumpkin creamed Charlie Brown.
I think we watched you for Charlie Brown's growing up, dude.
I watched Charlie Black.
7 inches.
Ah!
Sorry.
No!
Still had the same hair, though. Surprising. It was a little curlier. It was actually kind of wavy.
Please stop.
Would you get waves?
Okay, actually, the chewing is actually kind of killing me right now. Mm-hmm. You don't have your headphones on. I should probably take these off.
The viewer probably will.
The viewer?
Yeah, we just killed this episode off the bat.
That's all good. We're having a good meal, guys.
Yeah, for real.
Shout Very healthy.
McDonald's. I'm on a bulk.
Oh, you just gave away our location. I'm on a bulk. Are you on a bulk? How's it coming?
I started eating only carbs in the morning and then doing 30 minutes of cardio a day.
Damn.
And I'm a lot hungrier. I can just eat like a lot of food. I used to like...
Oh, yeah, because carbs are not that filling. Mm-hmm. You just eat so many carbs.
Yeah. So, like, you'll have energy.
Whole plate of cornbread.
But you'll still be super hungry, and then I can
love cornbread.
I think I hit...
Yeah, see, I wish I was like... See, I kind of wish I had like a, you know... exomorph body type, because then I could just eat as much as I wanted.
That's a crap ton of napkins.
And not gain any weight.
Caffeine. Look at my thumb.
That's wild. His thumb is jittering.
His thumb.
His thumb.
Thong.
Yeah, I hit 3,700 calories the other day, I think.
Dang.
I ate a lot.
How are you tracking that? Just all McDonald's?
No. My fitness pal. Yeah.
Oh, I did that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of annoying.
Nice. Do you weigh it and then...
I don't weigh it, but it has, like, pre-entered, like,
all the food you eat is, like, normal?
But it's the free. You got the free version, right?
Because
like Weight Watchers, what you pay for, they have everything. You just scan the QR code or the barcode on the back of the package, and it automatically uploads it. But like for the free version, you have to know what's in it or like do the math.
Yeah. No, I was doing that too, but I had like I eat like weird things sometimes because like my family like, and I'll cook something. And it's like things that you cook. It's like hard to estimate the calories on it unless you like measure out like okay, I used 2 tablespoons of olive oil, but I probably only consumed like 3/4 of a tablespoon. And then you probably wouldn't count like spices being on there, but like salt was like, it gets kind of complicated when you make like some like complicated dish, you know?
It's true. Like it's hard to enter the recipe.
Because like unless you know like the specific portions of like each like a square of lasagna, and then you do all of the math on every ingredient you put on the lasagna, and then like make like 16 even slices and then divide the total number of calories by.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It just gets kind of complicated.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I did it for a long time. I didn't like it, but I wasn't going to pay 40 bucks a month for Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep it that, like, precise, though.
Well, they want you to know, like.
Rough estimate is enough.
Well, like, it's hard. It's hard for me to, like, know exactly how much protein, how many grams of protein, especially because I don't make my food. My mom makes my food. So, like, you know. But anyway.
Like, I'll literally just search up the kind of
food. Well, you're still 18.
Right.
Like, so, if it's lasagna, you know. I'll just enter lasagna and then, like, an estimate of how much I thought it was. And then it's
But then if it comes up with, like, store-bought lasagna, then that's going to have, like, way more sugar. It's probably going to have, like, more preservatives and, like, fat that's in true. It. So it's like you're maybe overestimating on the amount. It's like.
But if you're weighing it, it's not going to be exact either.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it's all complicated. You can't just know what's in food.
I think it was called Life Sum. You could like do the amount of like grams and everything on it too. So if you did weigh it, you could like be pretty. But like you'd have to like break up all the different components of it and then weigh those all separately. Yeah.
Sorry, it was B-Real. At the cashier at McDonald's was actually really cute that I just went to.
Did you have teeth?
What was his name?
Yeah. Jorge.
Ooh.
I
like thought, hey.
All right. She was really cute. And I remember, like, you know that Instagram reel that's like guy or girls listing off what the guy needs to have, like 6 foot, 6 figures, whatever. And then it's like guys when they see the cashier at
the
McDonald's.
Girl coffee and you like put in
the wedding ring. I just died.
Let me get
in your
get 6 piece. No, you're so hot.
Yeah, so that kind of played in my head, and I was like, you know,
it's true.
I could tell her.
I could be like,
no.
Hey. I could be like, hey, you're really attractive, and I could leave it at that. Or I could be like, you know, I'm never going to see this woman again for the rest of my life.
You could have been like, if you were a nugget, I would still date you. Because I actually would probably want to date you more.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy.
That's insane, dude.
No, but like, I would, well, sure. Let's go with that one.
Nice.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, that whole like treat people like NPCs so you can come across like an alpha. Mm. You're just like, I'm never going to see this woman for the rest of my life. I could just be like, hey, you know, can I get your number? And she might be like, sir, this is a McDonald's. And I'll be like, yeah, I know. And she'd be like,
you could be the Mick to my Donald's.
Yeah. But what's really scary for us in this day and age is she could be like, well, I'm 15. And I'd be like, well, gosh darn.
Oh, you could have been like, I'll be your Burger King. You can be my Dairy Queen. Because you got mommy milkers.
Nope. You ruined it. That was cute. You ruined it.
I think you made it better.
Well,
you can be my Colonel. You can be my Colonel Sanders.
That's crazy.
I'll be your Fuddrucker.
No. That's not even fast food. That's a local chain. That's not even fast food.
I'll be your Ponderosa.
I'll be your Golden Corral.
I'll be your big boy.
All you can eat. If she was Asian, she could have been my Panda Express. One noise I can't stand is people after they eat, if they're dehydrated and they're trying to like clear the food out of their mouth and like they have bad breath now. So like I constantly drink water after I eat.
Nice base.
Can you stop talking about me? Please?
You got a nice mole on your right cheek. Your left cheek.
My left cheek. Yeah. I know. Thank you.
It's not bad.
It grows hair occasionally, so I keep it trimmed.
I don't like that.
Me either.
Cut it.
I just splice it out. It makes really you look dark, so ugly. You
I have
need
a really
to get rid
dark
of it.
Mole on my arm. I think it might be cancerous.
Oh, good.
Here's to hoping.
We're all hoping for a positive test, baby.
I got 2 bites left.
Prostate cancer.
Well, that's, 2 bites. That hits too close to home. Because it was my home.
Hereditary.
Get it? Because I was a sperm cell one time.
And your dad's gay.
No.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get it.
I think it adds up.
Sure, he's gay.
Your mom didn't have prostate cancer.
No. It's probably coming now. Yeah. All right, so I just ate that pumpkin and cream pie, and it wasn't actually bad. I hate pumpkin, but it was so over sugary you couldn't even taste it. So
that's
it wasn't
what
bad.
You like.
I do.
Sugar.
I do. So how do you guys feel about that whole, like, we all make fun of basic white girls for the whole pumpkin spice craze, but like, how do you feel about pumpkin spice food in general, and then especially having it at fall time?
I want to try one. I haven't really had one from Starbucks.
Really? I haven't either.
Well, just a pumpkin spice anything.
My mom got some creamer, but it wasn't very good. You put it in coffee, but it just really tastes like not as good coffee. I want to try a real one with, like, you know, half a cup of sugar.
Okay. Like, sugar. Yeah, so like a Starbucks, like, pumpkin spice latte or something.
Yeah, I'll probably have to go get one for myself someday.
Okay. Yeah, how about you, Matt?
I mean, it seems like a good flavor combo. But I haven't had really much of it either.
It's not really a combo. It's a
pumpkin spice.
Oh, pumpkin and spice? Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
What is spice?
Nutmeg, cinnamon, cardamom?
Yeah.
Pie spice, allspice?
There isn't a pumpkin spice.
Okay. Anyway. Is this the same? And by the way, no one can hear you because, you know, your mic is 6 feet away. But
I don't care.
I heard him. Maybe because he's sitting over there.
Probably. Anyway, so is this the same thing as peppermint mocha during Christmas time? Starbucks? Because, like, okay, well, back
That's
to the...
That's not nearly as well known.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because, like, and by pumpkin spice everything. Because, like, Wendy's
like
had
that Irish drink from McDonald's around St. Paddy's Day.
Mm-hmm. Shamrock Shake.
Yep. Yeah, there we go.
Yep. I can't stand the Shamrock Shake, but okay. All right. So it's all the same energy, right? It's the same thing? Seasonal drinks?
Big energy.
Okay,
sorry, continue.
That's all the same thing. So we're in agreement. All those are seasonal drinks, and they're all the same energy. It's not like pumpkin spice has a specific basic white girl thing, and peppermint mocha is for moms, and Shamrock Shake is for middle school girls or something. They're all the same.
I think it's all the same.
It's all the same energy, just seasonal drinks.
Well, pumpkin spice is definitely for it is definitely for like basic white girls, but I don't think peppermint mocha and Shamrock
and
Shake are really tied to anything.
People,
okay.
Girls.
Do you think any? So you think it's. It's
early college.
If you
late
see
high school,
early college,
and crossover. Like mid to late high school.
Why are you trying to like validate minors, dude?
I think they probably drink that kind of drink.
Yeah, Matthew.
So you're saying if let's say okay
so you're saying
if you've got a 19-year-old. If you've got a 19-year-old, 130-pound, blonde white chick walks into a Starbucks and gets a peppermint or a pumpkin spice latte and it's mid-October, are you saying 18? I said that to begin with.
You said 19, actually.
Oh, 19. I'm sorry. 19.
You get it right.
Yeah. 19. All right. 19-year-old, 130-pound, basic blonde white girl orders pumpkin spice latte mid-October. And then right behind her, gracias, is a buff 25-year-old gym bro with a beard, full beard. And he walks up.
Has he got a ginger beard?
No.
Okay.
It's black.
I hate ginger beards.
Me too. Gingers don't
Who
deserve
doesn't?
Life.
They don't. Should. Yeah.
So the black bearded gym bro, 25-year-old, 6'6", 230 pounds.
Ooh.
He's jacked. He's got the flannel because it's fall and it's popping his muscles.
Yeah. He's carrying the hatchet.
Oh
no, that's illegal in a Starbucks.
That's a lumberjack.
Is that part of the code?
No, no, no. That's a lumberjack. This guy's just jacked.
He's a lumberjim.
Because he's in the gym? That's mm-hmm. funny.
And his name is Jim. Well, short for James.
Jimothy, but okay.
No.
No.
So this guy right behind this girl orders the same thing. Grande, yep. Pumpkin spice, latte, it's mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that's wrong? Are you saying that gives off, like, that there's something wrong with that picture?
If he's gay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he closeted?
Closeted homosexual? Fine.
Still gay. In my book.
What if he's trans?
Probably still fine.
So she?
Gay.
All right, so then, same situation.
Okay. But if it's two gym bros who are similarly built.
They're gay for each other.
No, they're both straight. I'd say it's okay.
Why are they together then?
Because they worked out together.
That's pretty gay.
All right, you ain't wrong. Whatever.
All right, so same situation. Girl, guy, but it's peppermint mocha, and it's mid-December.
There's no instance where this guy is straight. I just want to point that out.
Really? Because you said just 5 minutes ago that peppermint mocha isn't attached to basic white girls.
Oh, peppermint mocha?
Let's do a test here. Which sounds gayer, though?
Hi, yeah. Can I get a grande pumpkin spice latte, please?
I like dudes.
Okay, next. Okay.
Or... Hi, can I get a grande peppermint mocha latte, please?
The pauses like made it gay.
Yeah, the pauses.
He's trying not to sound gay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
The pause, because he's trying not to sound gay, he's gay.
Yeah. Okay, so is this less gay then? Hi.
Or
can I get your best peppermint mocha latte, please? Extra whipped cream.
Is that more gay or less gay?
What if you, like, announce yourself really well?
It's probably a little more.
Well, hello there. Can I get one of your finest peppermint mocha shake shower?
And a dude on the side.
Named Henry.
Oh.
All right.
But that voice came from, like, Handlebar Mustache.
I'll take one of your finest peppermint mocha.
That's Handlebar Mustache with top hat and canes.
I'll take one of your finest peppermint mocha lattes.
That was more scary than anything.
Papa Heathcliff. Papa Heathcliff Sinclair.
Oh, you had to be there.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. But, that cashier is going home and crying.
You like it. I don't know. You probably might walk home with a number and a peppermint mocha shake.
The gay guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
So is peppermint mocha all right for... Oh, yeah. We got to do the border lights to set the mood. So peppermint mocha, what you're saying is... No matter what, any seasonal drink is only for women. You cannot ever be a straight guy and professionally, without your reputation being ruined, order a seasonal drink at any establishment ever.
Straight men should only drink beer and water. And whiskey on the rocks. No sugar. I love mixed drinks.
Why would you put sugar in whiskey?
If you are making any different kind of drink...
That includes whiskey.
Fair.
Like, for example, a whiskey sour or an old-fashioned.
And you think that's not for straight men?
Yeah, but I really like them. not trying to tell you guys anything.
Like, I really like red wine, but that's also not for straight men.
Yes, that's gay.
Yes, it is for straight men.
No, it's gay.
Why is that?
I think it's pretty elegant. Like, I'm an elegant man. Like, yeah. When I have a steak, I want to have a red wine.
And then you want to kiss a dude on the lips. With a tongue.
I sit
picture
down.
That, guys. And we're hiring a guy to draw art for our studio, and he's going to send that to a lucky
It'll
winner.
It'll be up on our OnlyFans.
It'll be one of the guys in Belgium. I think there's only two of them.
We're going to stop listening if we keep harassing them.
Screw these guys.
No, we love our listeners, especially those in Belgium.
Yes.
Yes. We're very
now
grateful.
Everybody else will stop listening. It'll be two Belgian guys.
Hey, I'm all right with that.
Assume they're guys.
Yeah. Hey, if the two guys are gay for each other, can you let us know? That'd be really cool.
Send us a video.
Oh, no.
Of you guys talking about your
favorite Drivel Hour movie.
Drivel Hour movie?
Drivel Hour moment.
Drivel Hour movie.
That would be cool.
What would that be about?
That's my favorite, I think.
Yeah.
Drivel Hour moment. I don't know. Probably something towards the beginning. Back when it was fun and not work.
It's not work.
I have fun.
I have fun.
Oh, good.
Well, you do a little bit, maybe more. No.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Just too. Mentally. Mentally being here is work.
Oh.
Fair. That's why I get I thought it was play. Out of my mind.
It's easier. Okay, so again, we're in agreement. Or I'm not agreeing with you guys, but you two are in agreement that no matter the season flavor, it's a season flavor, whether it's pumpkin spice DQ Blizzard, peppermint mocha Starbucks latte, or Shamrock Shake at McDonald's. Doesn't matter the seasonal drink, you know, the tropical smoothie has their seasonal summer smoothies, or you know.
You know what? I'm going back on my opinion. Anybody can drink whatever they want. It's free country. Nothing's gay. Everybody's straight. Everything's fine. I'm probably gonna get a pumpkin latte soon before it's too late because I want to try it. And I don't plan on doing any kind of nefarious deviousness with another dude, at least in the near future. And then that's my story.
You think the drink will change you?
Here's to hoping.
We could all benefit from a better Anthony.
True.
More well-rounded, well-versed, open-minded.
I'm pretty rounded.
True. More zest, more fruit.
Get a little bit of that spicy in there.
Mm.
Mm. Don't like that.
So I have a question. What do you guys do with your non-dominant hand when you're busy with your dominant hand brushing your teeth?
I gotta reenact this.
Yeah, same.
But don't nobody film this.
He's doing the tongue, dude. Chill out. Why are you doing it up here?
Get the angles.
You don't brush your teeth like that.
Get the inside?
No, you just have to. Right close to your mouth. Why is your hand so far away? How long is your toothbrush?
It's probably just hanging by my side.
I hold it by the end of the handle.
Why?
Oh, the very tip?
Yeah, like the kind of that. But I do like a full like fist.
Ooh, you got a weird grip on you, huh?
I guess
I grip it like.
Does that apply to other activities?
I grip the whole shaft to the point where like my the tip of my thumb is like on the bristles almost. It's that close,
really?
So I have that much control.
Well, mine has a little gill on it, so it gives a lot of good. You know, I can get a good grip on, and it doesn't slip at all when I'm holding on it. Okay. So I have to lubricate the. The shaft of the toothbrush.
Okay.
In order for me to reach all the spots I need to.
Intriguing.
Okay.
So bad.
So what do you do with your non-dominant hand?
It shows
it's by my side.
Waist. Yeah.
It's just you're just there. It's
what
just
do you do?
Hanging.
You something weird? Do like sign language or something?
No, I have it on my hip. It rests on. No.
Zest.
Stop it.
Zest.
It stays on my hip. That's how I rest. That's how my arm rests because when it hangs down my side, it's a lot of weight on my shoulder. So to give my shoulder rest, I put it on my hip.
That's weird.
So, but I didn't realize this till a couple.
Shut up. We're doing karaoke. Nobody would have guessed that.
I didn't realize till a couple days ago. I'm like, I can't put my hand down. It goes on my hip automatically. The brush goes in my mouth. The hand goes on my hip. And I've been doing that for years, I guess. Mm. And I don't see myself. So I didn't know if that was like a normal thing or if that's just me.
That's actually super gay.
Okay. Yeah, that's zest.
Very zest.
Okay.
Lemon zest.
Now, how do you guys look or how clean or messy are you while you're brushing your teeth?
Very clean.
Clean.
Nothing
are you?
On my face.
There's nothing on my face.
Because it's
all
arguably
inside. Concealed.
Yes, I've seen you brush your teeth. You close your lips around the brush.
No, I don't think I do that.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you. You close your lips around the shank or the shaft of the
shank. I guess it could be a shank because you have
so
a little
bad.
Razor blade.
I hate all this
the
whole
armature.
Segment.
It could be the armature too. For don't worry about it. Anyway, it's a technical term for diesel. But
didn't it land on the moon
for diesel? But okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't get it.
You guys don't know.
You wouldn't get it. Yeah, I've seen you because we went on vacation a couple times. And also for a bunch of times I've seen you. You close your lips around the shaft of the toothbrush.
Yeah.
And you keep it all inside. And that's very impressive.
Practice makes perfect.
How about you? What do you do? I don't know if I've ever seen specifically you brush your teeth.
I've watched
probably
a couple times.
But I can't say if I have because
it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never seen you
lose
that.
Grip. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little looser grip. It's
for better movement.
I'll
okay.
open my mouth like to like get the you know the back teeth, but I won't like. I'm not messy at all. I don't get it all over my face.
Okay, I do. Know?
You
I
do.
I yeah. It looks exactly how it sounds. It looks. Yeah.
Okay.
Just white foam everywhere.
Like a toddler's first birthday cake.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Every time. And I don't understand. I can't stop myself from doing it. I don't even know how I would.
It's your facial shape and probably the suction amount is too low.
Do you think that there's a regulation toothbrush size, or do you think the darker ones are longer?
That's more girth, too.
We're moving
the
on.
The shaft.
Let's move on.
Do you guys circle, or do you saw?
Please move on.
No. Do you circle, or do you saw?
Saw.
Saw.
You're dude. Supposed to circle, but
yeah.
I do a little. If it's like the important ones, I'll circle.
Important. I think all your teeth,
like way in the back, like no one sees you.
For appearance,
the appearance ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys use whitening strips ever?
No, that stuff will kill you.
All right.
Cool. No, when I got my braces when I was 13, my dentist hammered into my head I had to circle, so I've been doing it ever since.
Damn.
Yeah,
I never got hammered.
Yeah, it's weird.
Enough.
It's like 40, like 45 degree angle.
Something like that.
Towards your gum. I don't really remember.
I bleed, my gums bleed a lot.
And then,
because I don't floss. And so like even brushing
based.
My teeth.
Do you wanna do like a 30-day like flossing challenge with me?
So
I could really use
yes,
it.
Absolutely. I will. Right. I earlier
I'll be down.
Okay, yeah.
I don't do that. It's for
when I went to the dentist in February, they were like you know, obviously the same thing I hear every time. Your gums are bleeding because you don't floss. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I was like, you know, but they said it takes 3 weeks to build a habit and 3 weeks for your gums to stop bleeding. So I was like, okay,
true.
I can do it for 3 weeks. And that's absolutely true. I did it every night for 3 weeks. And by the end of the 3 weeks, I didn't bleed anymore when I flossed. So I just stopped
your
flossing.
Your breath will be so much better if you floss too.
Well, I hit my threshold. So
my goal.
I hit my threshold.
How that works.
It didn't bleed anymore. So I stopped. But then the other day, I started bleeding again. And so I tried flossing and they all bleed. And I'm like, well, gosh darn, I got to do another 3 week thing.
Yeah.
That sucks. I thought it was like once for life.
Yeah, let's start a lifelong habit because honestly,
nah, I'm good.
It does a lot.
We should. I know, but I just like I get so tired at night and I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's just one of those like.
Oh, things. You just don't brush your teeth?
I do. When I was
not floss.
Oh, I don't floss. I only brush my teeth in the morning until I got braces.
It's 2023. Who still flosses?
Exactly. But it's such a lie. They're like 2 minutes of brushing, 1 minute of flossing. It's like, when has flossing ever taken 1 minute?
Dude,
it's the most time consuming
thing
ever.
Dude, it takes like at least 15.
1 minute is a lie. Yeah. And they always
I
show
can
you,
do it.
Really?
That, I think.
They always show you the fancy like finger wrapping thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm so clunky. Like I can't.
Oh, I do the thing. I'm pretty good at wrapping my. All
right. I can't do it. I don't get it. We'll have to watch you. You'll have to teach us.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, we should do it. I remember. I only brush my teeth in the morning. I never brush my teeth at night until I got braces when I was 13. Mm. Is when I started. Now I do it twice a day. So
nice.
Ever since.
I've been better with it.
Good.
But like, freaking ADHD. It's like you don't need to do that. Daily maintenance. Go do something more exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like you get to the end
like,
of the day and you feel like crap. And
go make eggs.
Yeah.
Or like for me.
I skip that too.
Another ADHD thing is like, I'll go, like, I'm like, I'm really tired. I don't want to brush my teeth because I know what happens. I go in there and it takes 2 minutes to brush my teeth, but then I start picking at my face because I have acne and my ADHD is like, oh, you got to get every one of them.
Based.
Well, that's more OCD, but.
Yeah.
And then I start trying to like do acne cream and then it's like an hour and a half later. And I'm like.
You are slow in the bathroom.
Yeah. I could have. Yeah. I am.
You're a woman.
Yeah. Well, no, but kind of.
In every aspect.
Nope. But no, I could,
you
like.
You didn't say no. Shoot, he just did. Never mind.
But yeah, it's like I could have. I don't want to brush my teeth at night because I know what happens when I look at myself in the mirror and I have to constantly work. And then it's an hour and a half later. So I could save an hour and a half by not brushing my teeth. So it's a daily battle.
Yeah, save 15% or more on car insurance.
Also, trying to wear your retainer every night is terrible.
Yeah,
I have perfect teeth.
My teeth are okay.
Yeah, neither of you had braces. Yeah.
I want to take a quick break for our sponsor. Okay, guys. Who wrote this one?
I didn't.
We hired you guys because we thought you'd be good at writing ads. But to be honest with you, I'm not super impressed. Look, I don't want to have to get angry while we're filming an episode. But this is really pissing me off. You guys literally just wrote, and I quote, a car for retarded people, read in a German accent. I don't even know if you're talking about a handicap van or a Prius, because there's more than one type of retard. Are you guys seriously didn't even include a promo code or a website? Matthew, should we keep these goons on payroll?
For everyone just do the ad.
Can I get a vote?
For everyone just listening, we hired some writers to lighten the workload, and they're really effing lazy!
Yeah, Fiverr sucks.
Damn it, this just ruins my day.
Don't use Fiverr.
Yeah. Fiverr?
Fiverr.
Oh.
That's where we hired them.
No, we hired them.
No, they're real.
They were indeed. These are real people.
Really? Have you not met them?
They're not talking
Jamal
right now
because
I just yelled at them, but...
Have you not met Jamal and Max?
I just thought they just set up the stuff and just kind of chilled. I don't know.
Well, this is what it's like to be an editor.
They kind of really don't do anything.
Yeah, it's
honestly.
True. Yeah, that was terrible, guys.
You guys seriously had one job.
I still feel like you should still do the ad because like whoever did that paid a lot of money.
They didn't write an ad.
That was the ad.
Am I supposed to come up with an ad on the spot? A car for retarded people. It's like, I mean, what am I supposed to say about it? What kind of car? They didn't give me more than that. That's all they wrote.
Did you
Max,
even make a name
Jamal,
for the car?
I'm very disappointed in you.
You just said a car.
This is wild. Dude, I can show you.
Bro, we
that's,
paid you
that's what they wrote.
You have no idea you paid them. Your head is so far up your rear end.
No, you don't. No, they're not making
we
more.
Paid them.
Dude, they're not making
you
more.
You just said you didn't know we hired them. Max and Jamal, this is Matt. He's our editor. He doesn't actually.
Okay, full disclosure, we're paying them. You don't know yet because I've been taking out your bank account, but we're paying them $25 an hour, and they've worked probably about 20 hours a week, but it doesn't.
20 hours a week? Dude, what?
They're not doing anything. That's what I'm.
Oh, my God.
I think we need to fire these guys. That's all I'm saying.
Aren't we also providing them lunch?
No. Oh. I cut that off.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. You guys are really on a. You guys are on thin ice. But anyway,
I wish
I could do the ad because I don't even know who I'm doing it. Like, who, I mean, is this like a Volvo ad? Is this a Prius ad? Is this like one of those, you know, handicap, you know, vans
Volkswagen
that you see with like the little ramps for the wheelchairs?
Oh,
yeah,
the Pacificas?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. They said it's for Prius, but.
Oh, it is for Prius?
All right.
You drive a Toyota.
It's a Japanese
you can't
car
do
brand,
that.
Guys.
You can't out your own self.
Prius, I mean, we make cars. We're from Japan. It's like,
yeah, why would it be in a Japanese accent?
I don't think there's even a promo. Oh, because they were allies. You guys think just because they were allies during World War II?
Oh, we've got some.
Not only are they racist.
Sympathize.
This is wild.
Yeah.
Max and Jamal, I'm very disappointed in you. We're going to have a rap sesh after the episode.
A rap sesh?
Yeah.
A rap battle?
No, like we got to talk to them. But I'm trying to be on their Gen Z level. Rap with no what?
We're wrapping up this freaking contract with these guys.
Yeah,
that's wild.
We didn't sign a contract.
You know,
and I'm actually comfortable enough to tell you that we're getting rid of you in front of your face.
Yeah, Max and Jamal.
Harmless.
The last five ads have sucked. Just the worst. I've never heard something so bad
that's
as
true.
The last
they have
five
really
ads.
Gone, they've really gone down. Really
dude,
especially
it's
the last
worst.
One. That
was horrible.
That wasn't even an ad. You're right. That was just
it
an
sucked.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a premise for you to come up with something on the spot. That's not okay, guys.
Sucks.
We just spent our 6-year budget on your salary, and that's the best you could come up with.
All right. Well, I you know what? I do apologize for even hiring these guys in the first place, but you know, I hope you guys.
I wish
find
you
would
have ran by
I hope you guys can find a job at Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't think they'll even hire you guys. You guys are.
No.
Yeah. I wish you would have ran it by me before you hired them, but it's fine. I love meeting them on the third.
I'm
day
a hiring
they were
manager.
Working.
Yeah. Before
I
you
don't
took
think
it
you
out
really
of...
need to interfere with my business.
Well, I'm the producer, so I'm kind of.
Who said I care?
Okay.
You stick to your job, I'll stick to mine, okay?
You took it out of my bank account.
Yeah, how about next time you, like, let us be in on the interviews? Because
I wasn't there.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, he didn't even know about it.
I was trying to do a, you know, diversity hire, though.
So...
You think we would have refused?
You hired an Asian...
Call me racist?
...and a black dude.
He's African-American.
You thought that was going to be a good fit.
Yes. His resume was really good.
You're fired from the hiring committee.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Fine. As long as you're off of it.
Oh. All right. I'm sorry, guys. This is just kind of derailed. I'm not, guys, just full disclosure, I'm not losing my job. I'm still going to be here. He's just lying out of his like he likes to do. But anyway, we're going to try to get back on track. Sorry for this once again, especially to our listeners in Belgium. Okay. What else do you guys have?
This, let's see, this is from Max and Jamal. They wanted me to...
You guys could come up to me and maybe tell me instead of texting him, you know, going over my head again.
You
are pretty short.
We are underpaid and overworked.
Taller than you.
The employees of the Drivel Hour Incorporated are underpaid, overworked,
why don't
and
you guys unionize then, huh, you dorks?
Yeah.
Join the writers. UAW.
UAW. Auto workers? Frickin' yeah, go after GM, not us. The Drivel Hour LTD takes no responsibility in any further action of these two employees. What is one thing you realized at an embarrassingly late age?
Ooh.
The earth is flat.
Oh, I thought the...
You realized that at an embarrassingly late age?
Yeah.
How old were you when you realized the earth was flat?
19.
Oh, this year. In the last couple of months.
Yeah, a day ago.
What?
A day really? Ago? Why was this embarrassing that it took you so long to realize?
My teacher was telling us about it. And I just didn't realize. Like, everybody in the class seemed to know, but I, like, raised my hand because I was like, what, are you being serious? And, like, everybody in the class just kind of, like, laughed at me.
Mm. Oh, the teacher was talking about the earth being flat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just a...
It's okay,
it just
dude.
Happened recently.
It's all right, man.
It's all right. It's
really I'm glad you're finally... Mind. I'm finally... Yeah. I'm glad you're finally on board.
I'm sorry, I'm so emotional this episode.
I'm glad you can see...
It's been really rough.
Yeah.
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 I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right, man. We're here for you. All right, that's enough. Matt, what's something you really owe that?
Oh, my gosh. He's got tears.
Yeah.
That's epic.
Matt, what's something you realized at an embarrassing
age? Oh, I thought
age?
The electoral college was where all presidents went to school.
That's awesome. How old were you?
Oh, no. I mean, I was like 14 or something.
That's like, awesome.
That's pretty
fun.
Yeah.
Something I realized embarrassingly late age, the slides that are on planes, like the deplorables. Yeah. The deplorable. Deplorable?
Deployables?
Deployable. Yeah. Deployable slides.
Deplorables, what Hillary Clinton called
Trump voters.
She didn't like.
A basket of deplorables.
Yeah. I don't even know what it means.
It's a cool word.
This is nice.
Does it just mean like useless?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
No?
No, it means like evil. Deplorable, like devious. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Huh. Anyway, I realized that I thought those slides were 30,000 feet long or longer so that you could get off the plane at cruising altitude. Like, I guess if they're at an angle, like if you're at a cruising altitude of 30,000 feet, and I guess if the slide was at an angle, then it would have to be like 45,000 feet long. So I just thought the like how there's like six slides on a plane, I thought all of them were like 45,000 feet long. So you could just, if you were at cruising altitude and there was a problem.
You could drop down straight to sea level.
I thought you could just take a slide down.
I thought you. That's pretty terrible.
I don't have one
prepared. There's definitely something, but
when I realized this, my favorite movie of all time, Sully, Tom Hanks and Aaron Eckhart, mm-hmm. Ugh, gorgeous. And who was it?
Isn't that a newer movie?
2016.
No.
So
oh,
I was.
Sully. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Huh. It's about the Miracle on the Hudson in 2009. It's such a good movie.
Oh,
Clint Eastwood directed it. It was like Christmas really? On top of Christmas on top of Christmas. It was my favorite movie of all times. So we should watch it. Anyway, during that movie, they like pulled the slide, right, to get out of the plane when they were on the Hudson.
Yeah.
And it went out like 12 feet. And I'm like, what the heck?
How are you supposed to slide down? And it's not even curly. Like,
yeah. So I was like, I asked my mom, like, how does it know, like, how does the slide know to not deploy the whole 45,000 feet? And she's like, what? And I'm like, well, like, they're as long as, like, so you can get down at cruise, like,
they're as
when you're in the air.
The sky, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, what? No, they're just so you can get to the ground from the plane because the plane's so high up. And I'm like, nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
My mom is lying to me, guys.
I was so upset. And then I looked up like YouTube videos and I was like, aw, that sucks.
How cool would that be, though?
So 2016, I would have been 11.
So you were a slow
No, runner? I didn't see the movie till 2018, though. So I was like... 13 or 14. Yeah, 13. I would have been 13 when I found that out.
Yeah.
So it's pretty late. And I really like the show Air Disasters, which is like a drama. Like it recreates the plane crashes and like the investigations. It's my favorite show. I really like it.
Solid.
So what they one thing I had heard what they had mentioned is like double decker planes like 747 and A380s that have the second deck. Yeah. So those slides, like that could be 50 or 60 feet in the air. So the slides are like, well, I don't know what they are, 70, 80, 90 feet long. I don't know. But there's, if you ever look at a plane slide, there's no like bevel or bottom, like that doesn't like bottom out. It just goes straight into the ground.
Yep.
So they were talking about how like they had an emergency landing on an A380 and there was like there was a fire on board. So they needed to get people off, but they thought they had to make a decision. Could they wait for stairs to come up to get everybody off safely?
Right.
Or should they deploy the slides? Because when you deploy those slides, especially from the second floor, which again is like 60 or 70 feet in the air, though there's no end to that slide. So you're going full speed into concrete. So a lot of people break their legs or shatter their ankles or can pop their hips out of their sockets when they hit the tarmac.
What if you went belly and like used your hands to slow you down?
I think you'd just shatter your wrist.
Damn.
What kind of angle?
It's pretty steep. You can look it up online. It's pretty steep. It's past 45 for sure.
And how many feet down?
90 degrees.
No. Just jump. Yeah. I think the planes, the second deck is probably between 50 and 70 feet in the air. So
that's crazy.
I don't know how long the slide is. It's probably it might be, you know,
yeah.
90.
You just put it.
You can look it up. Just pictures
trampoline.
Online.
I was like, you could parkour roll when you hit the concrete, but like,
what if you just have like a rope? You like a pulley system
because you need because the
not
in order
everyone's strong enough to use that
right
though.
You need to get you if there's a fire you need people off the plane fast. So that's what that's another thing I saw in this episodes was they were talking about in order for planes to pass like whatever inspection for them for like the new model plane to be go into production, they need to get every passenger off within 90 seconds. So that's why planes have so many big
like
so many
what about
emergency
like a fireman
exits.
Pole. Once again, people are weak.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be stronger.
Why don't they invest in like a pit crew for the stairs though? Like they could have Ferrari's pit crew on the stairs just come up and vroom, and then the stairs are up.
Well, you still think about, I mean, like
just
there's a fully loaded A380 is what, 500 people? And if they're all trying to get off one exit, you know, that'd be really bad. So
that's why they have like, how many slides would they have for that?
The A380 probably has probably four or six doors per side per floor. So even if it's four, 24
doors.
Even if it's four,
so
it's 16
24 slides.
Yeah,
damn,
man,
that's a lot of sliding.
16 pit crews. I'm telling you.
Yeah, get a little, get on different slide. Put a curve in the slides, man. Yeah.
I mean, fixed. Really, they should just put they
make
should
a little,
just put
like,
a bevel
at the end. Yeah,
yeah they should, but I don't
know. Ramp at the end so it goes back up and just. Tosses.
I don't understand why.
Ooh, Makabata.
I'm sure there's a reason. I'm sure there's a reason why
that's
they don't.
That's a good idea, though, because then if you make it jump at the end, everyone who lands on the ground first dies. It's a sacrifice because everyone else who lands on top of them has
based.
Yeah, it becomes just a big pile of people and, it's
and
like,
survivors
yeah.
eventually.
Yeah, you got to make the fatties go first.
Yeah, you got to make the fountain.
No, the fatties.
The foundation.
Fatties.
Foundation. Yeah. Send them down first.
The obesers. The greasers.
They bounce when they hit the ground. They'll be okay. And then you bounce off of them when you hit them.
That's wild.
And everyone's fine by the end of it, I think.
Do a poll when before you get on the flight that who has been to Golden Corral within the last week and then all of
just
those people.
No, twice. Because you
twice
can just,
in the last week.
Because you could go to Golden Corral once in your life and it would be that
or who
week.
Has been to McDonald's four times this week.
We just have like a scale on the front
I do
of the
that,
plane
dude.
That takes
your yeah, you guys both
knowing.
Go to McDonald's for
a
week.
Yeah, just a scale. Just a scale is
just
necessary.
A scale on the front.
Mm. No, but you can't even do that because like what if a guy's 280 but he's all muscle? That's going to hurt to bounce off.
No, muscles. Mm. Dude, I've fallen like off of out of trees and stuff and
into men.
I, just
I was gonna no, say
like onto my own
to big
and
biceps.
Stuff, and like I just bounce
on your own shoulders.
Yeah,
sounds like very
hit
painful.
The ground. It's not bad if you have a little cushion. Muscles. Grow,
yeah,
dude.
But I feel like it would hurt.
You, yeah,
it
I
didn't
think you
hurt at all.
Oh, yeah, really.
You have that big shoulders, huh?
I do have nice shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't show those in public school, because the guys will.
It's just this theory.
It's the season.
It's the season.
It's not. Oh, how's NNN going, y'all?
Oh, I failed immediately.
What?
Based.
How are you, Anthony?
You know the answer.
Okay, whatever. For the audience.
I'm doing well.
You doing well? You still in?
No.
Okay.
So how are you doing well?
Mindset.
Just in general?
Mindset. I'm above everyone else. I'm still in.
Good. Good.
Nut Nutrients November.
How about No Shave November? You guys doing that one?
Ugh. No Shave? No, I gotta shave.
It's yeah, I
for
can't
Redditors.
Do it. My peach fuzz is so patchy and disgusting, I couldn't do it.
True. Yeah. Can verify.
I have to.
I have a fairly thick neck beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nasty,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I wish I had, like, an actual beard.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't
I'd
think
like a beard.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I don't know how you'd look with a beard.
Yeah, how do you think about me with, like, my color hair and then just blonde? Just
no.
Oh,
yeah.
Blonde beard?
Would look crazy. Yeah. Dude, your hair would have to be, like, straight. It couldn't be curly.
Is it curly?
No, your beard
your
would
face
probably
hair.
Be, your beard would probably be straight.
Oh, yeah, your face hair would just be so. like a lion's mane.
It I'm sure like mine straight. Would be. I'm yeah. sure mine would be curly.
Yeah,
probably
for sure.
To a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
I think if I shaped up my, you know,
I've never got it long enough. I think.
You ever thought about how like facial hair looks identical to pubes?
Oh, and the, some people,
it's the same hair.
Yeah. Where does it not look like that on some?
If it's straight, I think most people have curly pubes. No,
but
where have you seen a straight beard?
There are. Yeah, look up a straight beard. You'll see it.
Is it just going to show me pictures of Chuck Norris?
I'll look up gay beards for
no,
like
show you pictures
perspective.
Of
no, I feel like if you have a straight beard, you have straight pubes.
Oh, it's
really?
That you're
I'm pretty sure it's the same
your
hair.
Porn blocker blocked it.
Straight beard?
Straight beard is blocked. Oh, my young adults group, my young adults face no, website, the young adults face wow.
You good?
Based
the website for my young adults group at church is blocked by the porn blocker.
Okay, you can also you probably always allow certain websites.
Yeah, but I need the.
True. I don't remember what the password I set was.
No, Matt.
I think I do. It's probably just my phone password.
Dude, if he forgot.
Oh, then I know it too.
Yeah. Okay, we're good.
All right.
Accountability. See, we both know it.
Based. It's not.
You don't know it though.
No, he didn't tell. Obviously. Why would he tell me?
Just type in your Apple ID.
Don't tell me that.
Don't tell him that. I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could type in your Apple ID.
Don't tell me that.
Don't tell him that.
Sorry, you don't know your own device, dude. It's not my problem.
What were we talking about?
Straight beards.
Straight beard.
You're beards. Looking up straight beards. Did you not find one?
I can't. What can one won't show me?
I got you. I have a laptop. What am I doing? JMO.
Pull it up.
Isn't that my flash drive?
Yep.
What's on it? No. What's on it? Are you serious?
All kinds of it.
No.
And by kinds of it, I mean podcast episodes.
Oh, okay.
There. How straight is that?
Oh, I guess. I see what you mean. I'd still consider that looking like pubes. Like, you don't ever have, like, hair, like, head hair coming out of your beard. I wish I'd see that.
I love that guy on the far left.
Like, I feel like Matt would
No, one above him.
I feel like Matt would look really good if he had, like,
what
long,
happened?
Flowing...
What did he do?
Whoa. Dude.
You're He's got a red mark on his forehead.
That's crazy.
He's got eczema, I believe. Now, that's a costume. But it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Look at that. Look at how flowing it is.
Ooh, here's a good comparison.
Okay, I read it. I looked up, is there straight pubic hair or is everyone's curly? And the first comment is, yes, it exists. Source, I have straight pubic hair.
That's awesome.
So
is it Reddit?
Indian.
Yep.
That's funny. Do they include visual aid?
No.
Okay. Wow, this dude.
That's majestic.
Looks like Thor. Hang on.
Oh, what's that guy's name on
Zoom?
What's the guy's name on Instagram that spits water and tells you to go to the gym? He's got a really straight
True.
Beard.
Bro, that is.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I aspire.
Dude, that's so cool. You aspire to be
I
Indian?
I could see you having gray hair someday.
Yeah, you like get the 1-6 fade and then into the. The crazy.
I think that haircut
so
looks awesome.
So either he is like a vegan. And like goes to like all kinds of like hippie festivals
Pompadour,
and like
that's what I was
and indie rock stuff, or he's a motorcycler.
I think he's.
I don't see motorcyclist.
He's probably married to a man.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like
something
oh,
about.
Oh gosh,
there's just something about him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is quite nice.
The same guy, right?
dude. That part.
That's such good hair. Dude, if I'm ever that old, I really hope I have that good
hair.
It's
probably concrete if you were to touch that.
Oh,
your
yeah.
hand would probably bounce off.
Land on that, jumping from a tree.
You break everything.
You touch concrete and your hand bounces?
What is this?
I hate it.
Drake! What is that? Oh, I hate that.
It looks like there's a line between the stubble and the actual goatee, too.
Our listeners wild. Can't see what we're seeing.
It's demonic. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah. Just Drake, but worse for everyone who's listening.
It's Blake. this is another callback, unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy with your life, then change.
Yeah.
My diesel professor had kind of talked about this because he's been a mechanic. He was a mechanic in Vietnam. Like, he worked on the Army's trucks in Vietnam. And he had kind of said, you know, in my day and in our careers, you went to work out of high school at 18 somewhere and you worked there until you retired at 55 or 60. And he said, now in today's age, you know, and statistically, people change jobs or sometimes even change careers every 4 years. That's like an average employee works somewhere for 4 years, even in a career position. And he said, you know, there might be a lot of pressure to kind of just stick with one job and, you know, oh, I pledge my allegiance to that company. But if you're waking up every morning griping and groaning that you have to go to work, and it's probably time to change jobs. Because if you're not going to be happy, you're not going to do your best work.
Sanitary worker.
Yeah.
Garbage?
No, you.
No, sanitary engineer.
What's that?
Garbage
worker. Yeah.
But engineer.
They're sanitary engeners.
That's funny.
Just to call them something nice.
Yeah. My other diesel instructor says they're called Monbackers. You know, Monback.
I mean, would you rather be called a poop hauler or a sanitary worker?
A Homo sapien excrement engineer. Yeah.
Hmm.
No.
A septic enjoyer.
Enjoyer. Yeah,
excrement handler. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I do make the used grocery joke all the time.
Ooh.
Used grocery hauler, or yesterday's meals on wheels.
That's good. I like that.
Anyway, I see what you mean.
So they have like food truck shows, right?
Okay.
What if there was like a septic show,
bro? What if you were a septic transportation agent?
Okay, I like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Septage. Maybe
you mean an agent of Satan?
Whoa. No.
No?
There is waste. Now, it's not for septic. It's for garbage, but there's Waste Expo in Florida, and that's where all the truck chassis manufacturers like Peterbilt and Mack, they all come together, and then they come with the actual body manufacturers, and then all the people that make, like, products for garbage, sanitation, ooh, dumpster fabricators. It's a whole expo for it.
You could be Mr.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mr. F1 Fecal.
What's that?
F1?
F1 is racing.
Okay.
And fecal is poop.
Ah.
Just racing around, pooping.
Okay. Racing around, pooping.
I thought it was like an F-150 pun.
Yeah, that's what I was
going for. F-150 fecal.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Neither one was very good, but.
Yeah, thanks.
It's all right. So, what do you guys, what's your opinion on my unpopular opinion? If you're not happy with where you are,
I don't think that's probably unpopular, though. I think it's a popular opinion.
It's popular nowadays,
really?
For sure.
I think a lot of people see if you're unhappy, then the things around me need to change. My circumstances need to change. My boss needs to change. My friends need to change.
If you're in the United States and you're not happy with where you are, leave.
Yeah.
Please.
That's true. Move to a different part of the country.
We don't want you here.
Or, yeah,
go to Somalia. I hear it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to North Korea.
Don't go to Somalia.
Yeah. Go live in North Korea. I heard they have
a
really
Zambia.
Loving,
spend
really
a week
loving
in
dictator.
Moscow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Moscow's bad, really? I thought they were doing a lot better.
The capital.
What do you think Moscow
Russia?
Is? Oh,
sorry.
Oh, shoot. You're right. I'm sorry.
My bad.
Russia. You're
Russia.
Right.
Russia.
What did you think it was?
I was thinking of
India?
Mumba. What's the
Mumbai?
Mumbai, yeah. Okay.
In India, so India.
Oh, that's a city too?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks for me.
So what is Rome?
Mambo? Is Mambo a movie? Or a movie? Is Mambo a country?
Dumbo?
Nope, there's Togo, and then there's...
Toto?
Is it Toga and Tongo? I think.
No, but with an M.
Tonga?
No.
There's Myanmar. Mumbai. There's Mali.
Oh, that's no. We just Myanmar. Said that already.
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Mali. Mauritania, I think it's called.
That's unfortunate for me. Rome is in Italy, but it's not the capital.
True.
No. Nope, I don't think so. Not Venice.
Something else. It might actually, you know what? Rome might be the capital.
Italy. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's the train station.
What's the capital of Thailand?
It's not Naples, is it?
No. Napoli.
Napoli. You know what the capital of Thailand is? You know what the capital of Thailand is, Anthony?
13-year-old girls?
Bang.
Close.
Oh, Bangkok. My. Yeah, it is the capital of Italy.
Rome?
Yes.
Cool.
I thought it was like the.
Matthew got some geography right for once.
No, he said, I said it wasn't.
No, because I thought it was the. What's the other famous city in Italy? Venice, Naples. Napoli.
Naples.
Florida. Naples, Florida, Napoli, Italy.
You are autistic, dude.
No. I bet so much money. Like at least a dollar.
Let's see. It's called Naples.
It is not.
Don't overlook Naples or it's in Naples. This is 30 cities in Italy most worth visiting as a traveler.
Okay, read them.
All 30?
Oh, well, I'll go to this website then.
Is it blocked?
No.
Do you have that installed?
Okay, so Naples is on here. Florence.
Florence Pugh?
No. Rome.
Florence Nightingale?
No. Torino. Venice. Bologna. We got... Palermo. You like how I said that?
Palermo.
We got Milan.
Milan, that's probably what I was thinking of.
Lecce.
That's what I always thought the capital was.
Oh. Parma. Verona. Salerno. Syracuse.
Syracuse, New York. Nice. Came from Italy.
Maybe. Pisa. Because of the
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
That's where that is.
Oh, pizza. Cool. Yep.
Okay, what other cities do you think are countries? Beijing.
Beijing, China.
Nice.
Rio de Janeiro.
Where?
It's in Brazil.
Okay.
I thought it was a country.
Oh, really? How about Havana?
Cuba.
Very good.
Yeah.
How about Johannesburg.
Ooh, I don't know.
Germany?
Berg sounds
South
like.
South Africa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sounds very German.
That's a city, though?
Yeah, well, South Africa was a Dutch.
Ah, makes sense.
Oh, how about Mexico City?
Johan.
Is that a city or a country?
Ooh.
Haiti sucks.
Haiti's not great.
Yeah, they're very voodoo and not with the Lord.
They're super poor.
Yeah.
Like one of the poorest countries.
And yet
they had like a horrible earthquake come in because since their infrastructure was so terrible, all their buildings were so poorly made, it just like destroyed everything.
Yeah. And if you want to know why they're poor, it's because they're socialist. If you look on the same island, the Dominican, which is beautiful.
It's nice.
And it's thriving. Well, I shouldn't say thriving. It's doing much better than Haiti.
Yeah.
And that's because it's more capitalistic.
Yeah, well, I think also the natural resources on Haiti kind of suck.
Mm. And also Haiti is very much out with God, and I believe Dominican is more Catholic than voodoo as Haiti is.
Interesting.
Probably.
Fair.
chicken chihuahua. I have one more last unpopular opinion, and I'm really proud of this one. It took me a while to come up with.
Is it actually unpopular this time?
Is it good?
You know what? I'm not sure. I guess you'll let me know.
All right, I will.
Cool.
So everyone thinks the world revolves around something. People always say the world revolves around money. Yep. The world revolves around power.
True.
Something that's kind of controversial. Some people say the world revolves around religion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world revolves around content.
I think it revolves around the sun. Based red pilled. I'm 39 and I think this is deep. All right, sorry.
Wow. That's crazy, dude. You just offended all our 39-year-olds that thought what you said was deep.
Mm.
Anyway, the world revolves around content, is my opinion, because it's content that inspires us or sometimes controls us, brainwashes us into thinking all those other things are true or all those other things are important or all those other things deserve worship.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Oh, well, so like social media.
Yeah.
And obviously that's like...
But it's what you see on social media that tells you...
Oh, the content that people produce.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. It definitely affects the minds of a lot of young people nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And especially, I mean, world leaders and everyone important is all connected through social media, network news, radio, broadcasting in every way, shape, and form.
Obviously, it's a lot, you know, okay, so nowadays it's definitely a lot more powerful than it was, you know,
for sure.
Just like, you know, way back when, you know, before, of course, before they had telephones, they had telegraphs, which was, you know, wires in which messages were sent, but like you can only...
Telegrams, yeah.
You can only communicate so well if you have a telegram machine or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Like before that, it was like you sent mail to people.
Right.
And then you talked to your neighbors.
Yeah.
And you walked like, you know, whatever, like a, you know, a couple mile vicinity, and that's like the people that you talk to. So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's...
And back then, did the world really revolve around anything? Maybe trade, maybe at that point.
Trade. Religion was big.
Yeah,
sure. But there wasn't nearly as much, I don't know, a clashing or fighting over religion as there is now.
Oh, I'm sure there was. Religion has been, I mean, there's been so many, the Crusades, there's been all kinds of wars between Turkey and Greece and Persia and even, you know, that's always been a huge conflict maker.
Sure.
But
I think definitely now. In today's society,
I could see there an argument being for the world revolving around. I don't know if content is necessarily like communication, definitely, in that, like, you know, like whatever 30, 40 years ago, you were compared to like the kids in your school and the kids you knew. Now you're compared to everybody, and it's like it's also highly addictive too. So.
Yeah. I think maybe the world revolves around connectivity.
But also think about this: the content is what fueled that comparison. It's not just communication. It's not you communicating with the kids around the world you're comparing yourself to. It's the content of everything you've been fed
that's told,
you know. And connectivity, sure. But it's like, I mean, news programs that just brainwash and feed everyone that's so sucked into it. And, you know, obviously everyone that is right or left here in America picks CNN or Fox. And they think that's the right news network.
Mm.
And I remember when my eyes truly were opened when – I don't remember the exact time, but I remember, you know, and that's what I grew up on. So that's what – you know, I grew up in a right-wing household. So CNN is a whole bunch of lies and Fox tells the truth.
Right.
But then I remember I was probably 17 when I started to really listen. And, you know, CNN during COVID had that ratings, that death clock, as I called it, or what, I don't know what they called it, but the COVID deaths, 24 hours a day for a year and a half. They had it right there on the right-hand side of the screen, how many people had died from COVID. And I remember on Fox, they were talking about they're feeding into the fear of the left. They're trying to scare them to death. They're trying to scare them into getting the vaccine. They're trying to scare them into hating everyone that didn't get the vaccine. But then if you watched, when I my eyes were open when I would watch Fox and all they would talk about for 3 hours a night or the whole 24 hours a day, their news cycle was just Joe Biden's going to end America. We're all going to die because he's going to kill all our jobs and China's going to take over and execute us all.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing the same thing.
No, 100%.
They're both bought and paid for.
Exactly. I mean, they're huge corporations.
Yeah.
And they both have an agenda, whether each side likes it or not.
They just both want to make money.
Exactly.
Did you guys listen to Theo Von with Tucker Carlson? It was an amazing episode.
It was really good.
And again, I watched Tucker for years, and it was like, wow. Like, Fox as a corporation and their writers, like, ruined him.
They sucked.
People call him, Tucker, an embarrassment to the Republican Party because of how he sounded and talked and acted on Fox.
I disagree with that. I think he was probably the reason he got fired from Fox is because he was outspoken about things.
Yeah.
I think he literally said on air that JFK was killed by the CIA. So he was actually one of the forces within Fox News that was actually yeah, speaking his mind and not being bought and paid for.
Okay.
Right.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of conspiracy behind why he was fired. Some people think it's because the guy who owns Fox is a giant liberal and he's trying to sell the news corporation, and so
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if he did yet. There was rumors that he was trying to sell it or was selling it, and in order to get the price up, you know, they wanted Tucker to be out. And then some of it was the lawsuit with the voting machine. Dominion. Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah.
Dominion voting machines, part of the lawsuit, because it was a private settlement, but they speculated in the contract with the settlement for Dominion was that Tucker would be fired. So there's a lot of speculation.
Whoa, interesting.
But yeah, I think hearing him talk on the episode with Theo Von was like, wow, like he's a real guy and he like actually cares about journalism. Because when you watch him on, I don't know if you guys watched him on Fox, he was very, you know, assertive and very hatred filled of everyone else that wasn't strictly online 100% with the Republican Party and right-wing extremists, to be fair. And
well, he definitely has more liberty to speak his mind now. But I do think that he was probably one of the few people that did go off the book while he was on Fox.
Yeah, 100%.
You think so? Like in his private time during – on Twitter? Or
no, like on Fox. On Fox, he would go off book and say things that he believed.
You think that wasn't – like you think he wasn't
– he wasn't just going script. Yeah, I mean –
okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's certain things I think he mentioned on the episode that he said he supported, like the Iraq War or something. That's something he deeply regrets because that was like a Republican like value then to support that war.
Yeah, Fox was because
that was when Bush was
an agenda.
Yeah,
yeah,
100%.
So of course, I mean, obviously he was influenced by some of the things, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he was probably one of the more free speaking people on there.
He used all the wiggle room he possibly could in his position.
And now he has way more freedom.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Then good for him. I'm sure he's doing fine on Twitter too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm not sure I necessarily agree. I don't know, you know, what he said that was or wasn't in the script. I just, my opinion from what I saw in the episode, how he talked versus how he talks on the air, it appears that he was, his writers and the Fox Corporation just kind of put him in a box and how he was able to act on television.
Probably to a degree.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, all that to say, yeah, I think the content, especially now specifically, the content that we're fed through obviously social media, news media, radio, believe it or not, but a lot goes through radio that we don't really think about. Podcasts are big now. YouTube, short form content is so big.
For sure.
And You really don't think about it. You think it's far-fetched, but like all that, what do they call it? Like micro-influence, where they just stick in tiny little things within entertainment.
Micro everywhere.
Yeah. And over time, it builds up and it leads you to, leads you to think you came up with an opinion on your own, but you were fed it. You were sold it.
Yeah. That's what's so cool about Joe Rogan, though, because it's like he's such a random collection of like beliefs and like superstitions and stuff like that. And like, because he's like
the younger Dryas impact.
Yeah, theory. He'll hold like crazy. Like
Graham Hancock.
Everything goes back to DMT.
The stoned ape theory.
And yeah. It's so funny. And he's like, yeah, I have a bunch of guns, and I'd get a bunker, you know, in the case.
Yeah, he is cool. Because like, he's not. I mean, he can be divisive with some things, but like, everybody listens to Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
That's why he's so huge.
But it was.
He has a new theory like every freaking day.
Sure.
And then he says the same old theory like every time too.
Yeah.
Which one?
Younger Dryas impact theory, stoned ape theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of theories.
Okay.
Have you ever done DMT?
Yeah.
You should totally. Ice baths are.
Dude, for real. And he smokes weed every time.
I'm with him on
that one. On the weed
one?
Not
the weed. No. Ice baths. Ice baths.
Yeah.
Oh, while smoking weed?
He's so into health, but he always smokes weed, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and he's on TRT,
smoking
which
weed
is
for you?
Pretty unhealthy. But
smoking weed bad for you?
Willie and Snoop are still kicking, so I can't say it is.
So we're Cheech and Chong.
Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah. He's well known for that type of thing.
Well, it's just, I mean.
He's old, too.
First, THC kills brain cells. That's a known fact.
THC.
The thing that makes you high.
Uh-huh.
So that's a known fact. But also, just yes and no. I mean, breathing anything into your lungs that's not oxygen is never good.
Yeah, but I don't, like, people that smoke weed don't get lung cancer, really.
Right.
Yeah.
But Well, you're right. And I don't know. I haven't looked into it all that much.
Me neither.
But the way your lungs work with like those like cigarettes, the tar and the cigarette like clogs those little tiny holes in your lungs. And that's why
No.
Alveoli. There you go.
There you
Aerial.
Oh, he caught himself.
The
he
small in your lungs.
He caught himself. It's all right. You didn't need to go there. thank you guys so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or would like to hear us discuss your topic.
Is that what it's called, Black Rock heroin?
Oh, it's black tar. email Close. Us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That is the numeral 3, IDIOTS, in a studio at gmail.com. You guys have a great night, and God rest your ears.
Signing off.
Bye-bye.